my baby.
Lock Talk Radio.
I'm still listening to the song for you. I love God. I want to see the heaven. On the inside, I see power. I love God. I want to see the heaven. On the inside, I see power.
Bye.
Father, nothing is difficult for him to do. Is there anything difficult for God to do? There's nothing difficult for God to do. God can save the lost. God can heal the sick. God can raise the dead. God can make a way where there's no way. God can provide for your need. God can supply all your need according to his riches in glory. I pray for everyone that has come into this service tonight that God will meet your need, that God will solve your problem, that God will help you, that God will bless you, that God will provide for you, that God will make a way for you where there is no way. In the name of Jesus Christ, God visit you mightily and do something new in your life. That your joy be full. Yes, in the name of Jesus. There is nothing difficult for him to do. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever your problems are tonight, begin to cast them upon Jesus Christ. For he cares for you. Begin to talk to God now. Everybody, wherever you are, from all over the world, begin to talk to Jesus. Cast your cares upon Christ. For he cares for you. Call upon him in the days of trouble, and he will deliver thee. Begin to call upon him right now, and let him begin to do a new thing in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rabba, ba, 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 ba. Ye, brekende, re, brokondo, ro, blosende. Yes, everybody continue to pray right now that God will do a new thing in our life. God will visit us mightily. God will save our soul. God will heal us. God will bless us. God will provide for us. Yes, pray for yourself and your family, your children, your husband, your wife. Yes, we need to pray now. They call upon me in the days of trouble. And I will deliver these prayer, the Lord of hosts. Yes, everybody begin to call upon God now. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, come unto Jesus, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Jesus is ready to give you rest. Jesus is ready to carry your load from you. Jesus is ready to carry your problem from you. Jesus is ready to carry your problem from you. Jesus is ready to take over. All those issues are born from you. The battle is not your battle. It is God's battle. You need to cast your cares upon Christ. For he cares for you. You need to call upon Jesus Christ. God make a way where there's no way. Erebusanda rabasanda rabasanda rabasanda. Erebusanda rabasanda. Yes, we begin to call upon God. Yes, let's call upon Jesus. Yes, let's call upon Jesus. Let him do a new thing in our life today. Yes, God is very willing to answer your prayer. God is never ready to meet your need. That is why I said, come unto me, all ye that live, and I am the Lord. Jesus said, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Everybody, we need to call upon Jesus. Call upon God. Call on the Holy Spirit to do something new in your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rabu Sandaya Bagada. I'm blood, Not with man, but with God.
God, all things are possible.
Yeah, Luke 1:37. Luke 1, chapter 1, verse. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now, that statement is mentioned in the Bible in about 3, 4, 5 places. With him, nothing is impossible. With man, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. That statement is mentioned in different parts of the Bible. And as we're thinking and praising and worshiping, that rhema word dropped into my spirit. With him, all things are possible. There's nothing impossible with him. Nothing is too difficult for him. And the first example was Sarah and Abraham. In the book of Genesis, Sarah and Abraham, they have lived together as husband and wife for so long. And Sarah had no child. Sarah had to even manipulate the situation. A housemaid she gave to Abraham so that she can have a child. But that's not the real child. Then two men came to that same area where Abraham and Sarah were living. And Abraham welcomed them into his house. When Abraham welcomed these two men, gave them water, gave them food, they were happy. He didn't know that these were angels that God had sent. See, be very careful what you do to people. You may not know. You are dealing with angels. You don't even know. So, two men gave Abraham a message from God. The message was, Sarah, your wife, is going to have a child through you, and his name shall be called Isaac. Sarah was laughing, and she said, it's not possible. She's already old, and Abraham is already 75 years, how are we going to have child under this condition? And the angel told Sarah and Abraham, he said, there's nothing too difficult for God to do. There's nothing too hard for God to do. In fact, that was the first example that came with that walk. We saw all things are possible. Is there anything too difficult for God to do? Nothing is too difficult for him. Nothing is too difficult for him. Nothing. Is there anything too hard for God to do? The angel assured Abraham and Sarah that there is nothing too difficult for God to do. Even this situation you are, this barrenness, it's not hard for God to crack. God is able to do all things. God is able. He's able. I know he's able. I know my God is able to carry me through. God is able. He's able. I know he's able. I know our God is able to carry you through. For he has healed a broken hearted, walk upon the sea. He healed a sick, raised the dead, and walk upon the sea. Our God is able. He's able. I know he's able. I know our God is able to carry us through. Yes, yes, yes. I saw Abraham and Sarah. This your problem is a minor problem before the Almighty God. There is nothing difficult for him to do. In fact, if you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you will know that the God of the Bible is the God that is so real, powerful. He has everything. He can do everything. And you see, when Jesus came to this earth, lived for 3.5 years, Jesus demonstrated the power of God. With him, all things are possible. Raise the dead, cast out devils, heal the sick. And then in the life of the prophets of God, like Prophet Elijah, Moses, and all the rest of them, God was demonstrating himself through the servants of God. God was telling you that he is omnipotent, all power, the omnipotent God. He has all power to do everything. He has all power to save, to heal, to deliver, to forgive, to have mercy, to bless, to prosper, to provide, to meet needs, to raise the dead, to make ways where there are no ways. That is the God of the Bible. That is the God we have served. The Almighty God who created heaven and earth. The Almighty God who sent Jesus Christ to come and die for us to be saved. The Almighty God before whom everyone must bow and worship. The only true God. The God of miracles, signs, and wonders. The God that has the final say. He is the God that answered by fire. Bible call him a man of war. Exodus 15 verse 3. He is a man of war. And you, Sarah and Abraham, you think your problem is so big that God cannot handle your problem? Your problems are very, very small. There's nothing too hard and difficult for God.
Nothing is too hard for God in Jesus' name. God does things are possible.
And that same God is still alive today. He's not dead. God's not dead. He's alive. God's not dead. He's alive. God's not dead. He's alive. I'm feeling all over me. God's not dead. He's alive. God's not dead. He's alive. God's not dead. He's alive, I feel him all over me. I feel it in my life. He's alive, I feel it in my bones. He's alive, I feel it in my head. He's alive, I feel him all over me. God is not dead. He's alive. He's alive again. I can hear the angel say, he's alive again. He's no longer where he lay. He's is alive in you. I can get an agency that Jesus Christ is alive. He's alive to do the same thing he did before. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. I'm the Lord. I change it not. When you are looking at God, don't look at God, you know, as somebody who is not able. I want you to see God as someone who is able. The angel told Abraham and Sarah, is there anything so hard and difficult for God to do? Even this barrenness. You, Sarah, you're going to have a child, and his name shall be called Isaac. And exactly 25 years later, see the child and born a son called Isaac. Now, Abraham was 75 years when the promise was made. It took another 25 years before Isaac was born. Do you know, they could have doubted God. They could have thrown away the promise. They could have canceled. They could have said it is not possible. But what does the scripture say? Say, Abraham believed God, and it was counted for him as righteous. And then the scripture says, Abraham never staggered. Yes, that's the word. Abraham never staggered at the promises of God. He was not wavering. Bible says anyone that is wavering cannot receive anything from God. Wavering faith is doubting Thomas. Maybe God will do it. Maybe God will not do it. Once you are like that, God is not ready for you. The scripture says that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. He believed that what God has said will be accomplished. And so there is no need to worry. And so a whole 25 years passed before the child of promise, Isaac, was born. You know, not many people are patient like that. There is a time of waiting on the Lord. When you ask God, you pray, see, there's a time of waiting. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he answered my prayer. There is a time of waiting, time of being patient. There's a time of expectation. Many people are very patient. They want it right now. And you don't get it right now, then they are not all right. No. If you continue to pray and look up to God, the author and finisher of your faith, you continue to believe, continue to praise, continue to appreciate God and thank God in advance until there is a physical manifestation of what he has promised. That's what Abraham did. Abraham never doubted God. He never doubted that God was able to do this. The scripture says Abraham believed God, that what God said will be done. Staggered not at the promises of God. Held on to the faith. God is able. And what he has said, I hold on to the word of God. I stay with the word of God. And I know he will see me through. And eventually, God manifested himself. Let me tell you this. God will relate to you the way you understand him. You see, he will relate to you. He will communicate to you. He will do things with for you the way you understand him. Abraham didn't say no, it's not possible. Abraham didn't say no, but Sarah was doubting. It's okay. Sarah can doubt, but that didn't mean anything. Abraham held on to the promises of God. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. That's the word of God. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Why are people not receiving from God? Doubting Thomas says. Today they believe, tomorrow they don't believe. Doubting Thomas. Thomas said, unless I see the hand of Jesus, the pierced laid hand of Jesus Christ, I will not believe. Jesus said, blessed are those that believe. They haven't seen it, but they believe. They believe to see. If you are waiting to see before you believe, you miss God. You don't see before you believe. You pray and you trust that God will do it. Even when he hasn't done it right now, he will still do it. Because there is God's timetable. Everything has timetable. God has a time for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1 to 10 says there is a time for everything. There is a time for everything. When God's time for a particular thing comes, nobody stops it. Take for instance, Israelites were in Egyptian captivity for 430 years. 430 years, Israelites were in Egyptian captivity, suffering. But when the day of deliverance came, even Pharaoh and his army could not stop God. Hallelujah. The same Israelites were in Assyrian captivity for 70 years. 3 years they were in Assyrian captivity. When the day of deliverance came, no devil could stand on the way. Who can stop God? Who can? God has his final say. I don't care how terrible your problem is. There is a word for you tonight. There is a rhema. There is a logos. God has spoken tonight. There's nothing too difficult for him to do. That is the word of God for you tonight. Nothing is too difficult for him.
Nothing is too difficult for him.
God, let it be so. In the life of everyone that has come into this service tonight, God, let it be so. That nothing is too difficult for you to do in our life. Our salvation, our healing, our deliverance, our blessing, everything you want to do in our life, there is nothing difficult for you to do. Yes, Lord, we receive that word from heaven. We receive it, Lord. It shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Over to
Hallelujah.
Our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Alain Kalawa. She's going to share with us what God has placed in her heart and lead us in some prayers. You have a whole 25 minutes to go on. So over to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
And today is about the shepherd, the good shepherd. We
yes.
all are accustomed to Psalm 23, the shepherd. Then John chapter 10, about the good shepherd and his sheep. So we are going to the topic of today is the shepherd. Who is the shepherd? Jesus Christ is the shepherd that cares for us. So we first
yes.
look at Psalm 23. It should be a daily psalm. We should be reciting. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. When we
Amen.
Have a shepherd, when we have a shepherd, we will have all that we need. But our first need is Jesus. I need you, Jesus, I need you. This very second Jesus, I need you. Jesus, you are all I need. Jesus is our first need. Jesus is the one we need before any other need. He let me rest in green pasture. When we have Jesus Christ, we have, as our shepherd, we have rest and peace of mind. He makes me beside peaceful stream. If Jesus as our shepherd, we are peaceful. He's the one that leads and guides us. Our shepherd, he renews my strength. The shepherd renews our strength on a daily basis. He guides me along the right path. We are told that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. With the shepherd in our life, he guides us along the right path, bringing honor to his name. When he guides us in the right path, we honor his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid. Yeah. When we walk with Jesus Christ, there is no fear. You can see some of the disciples walking with him on the way to Emmaus. Even when we walk through the darkest valley, we will not be afraid.
Amen.
God of the mountain is God of the valley. When things go wrong, he makes them right. He has told us we should not be afraid. We should not be a fear. We should not be a slave to fear. We must not be a slave to fear. I will not be afraid. For you are close beside me. Jesus, our shepherd, is close beside us. Emmanuel, we are told that Emmanuel is God with us. Right from the day of birth of Jesus Christ, we are told Emmanuel, Jesus is Emmanuel that is with us. And is the shepherd. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Our greatest protection is in the name of Jesus. The power that is in the name of Jesus Christ saves us and is our comforter. Nobody can comfort us.
Yes.
Nobody knows the root of our problem. He protects us and comforts us if we have him as a shepherd.
Yes.
He prepares a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. Without Jesus, you cannot eat anything. He's the great provider that provides for us to eat, even when enemy thinks we won't have anything to eat. You honor me by anointing my head with oil.
Yes.
This anointing oil, our head is anointed with His Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ himself was born with the Holy Spirit. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. All of us should be anointing our head with oil on a daily basis.
Yes.
My cup overflows with blessings. With the shepherd in our life, we are sure of overflowing blessings.
Yes.
Surely, goodness and unfailing love will pursue me. With the shepherd on our side, in our life, goodness and unfailing love will pursue us. There's nothing greater than love in this world. He said the greatest of all is love.
Yes.
When we have Jesus as a shepherd, we have the spirit of love in our life. We love everybody because God too is love. All the days of our life, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life.
Yes.
That's the greatest prayer anyone can ever pray on one's life. And now we live in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
The house of the Lord is where we should live forever. During the weekly program, we must be in the church. On Sunday, we should be in the church. Some people now, they are used to their this thing online. They say, I can't even go to church today. Let me see it online. They will even do it on online. And God told us we should not forsake the fellowship of each other. By being in church, instead of watching the online at home, now the television has already made the online to be even more interesting, as if one is in the church. When they put it on YouTube, it enlarges everything. It will just be as if one is in the church. You'll be seeing everybody. You will think one is in the church. That's a lie. God wants us to be in his own house, in his own house. We are still in our house when we are looking at the online church service on the distance. We are still in our house. We are not in the house of God. We have to be in the house of God, whether it is snow or it is raining. That's because when people are going to work, they won't say it is raining. They won't say it's snow. We should not forsake the fellowship of each other. Instead of online service, we go to church. Since we should live in the house of the Lord forever. Then John chapter 10 explains this. Said, I'm the good shepherd, and we are his sheep. That the sheep open the gate for him, and he comes in to us, that we will listen to his voice, that we should not listen to the stranger, because we don't know a stranger. He said, strangers are thieves and robbers. Said, the thief has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ has come to give us abundant life. So abundant life is in Christ Jesus. Satan has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And Jesus has come to give us abundant life. Jesus Christ sacrifices his life as a good shepherd for us, far and near.
Yes.
He said if we believe on him, he will not allow anybody to snatch us or kidnap us from his hand.
Yes.
And that we will not perish. He said, we are Father God, we are one. All that God has given to us is from God. No one can take them from us. Those are the advantages of having a shepherd in one's life. Now we are going to pray. We are going to tell God, Jesus Christ, you are my shepherd. When one has given one's life to Christ and born again, one has a shepherd. We are going to pray, Jesus Christ, you are my shepherd. Let me have all I need. Provide all I need for me. You are my shepherd. Let us pray. Mighty God, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of joy, you are my shepherd. Provide all that I need for me. Provide all what my children and their family need for them. Oh, Lord God. Jesus, we need you. This very second, we need you. I need you in my life. You've done wonders to me tonight. I thank you. Oh, Lord God of heaven, I still need you continuously in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Divine blessing.
In Jesus' name, amen. We are going to pray. Peace and rest of mind for me. Oh, Lord God, you are my shepherd. Let me pray. No anxiety in anything. No worries. Peace and rest of mind for me. My shepherd, let us pray. Father, Jesus, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of your peace and rest of mind for me and my family. In the name of Jesus, no anxiety, no trouble, no distortion, no calamity, no danger, no accident in Jesus' name. Peace and rest of mind for me and my family in Jesus' name. Amen. The atone is the one that leads and guides us. My shepherd, continue to lead and guide me. Pray. Jesus, my shepherd, continue to lead and guide me in the right path. Jesus, my shepherd, continue to lead and guide me in the right path.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, Jesus, continue to guide and lead me and my family and my children and their family. Continue to lead and everybody, all families all over the world. Continue to lead us and guide us along the right path. In Jesus' name, amen. He renews my strength. Renewing our strength on a daily basis is very important. All those that are bedridden in the hospital, they know the meaning of one's strength being renewed on a daily basis. My shepherd, I've come to you. Renew my strength on a daily basis. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of God, my shepherd,
yes,
I come unto you. Renew my strength on a daily basis in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, renew my strength on a daily basis. And renew the strength of my children and their family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Said we should not be afraid, even if you walk through the dark valley. God of the mountain is God of the valley. When things go strong, he makes them right. You are going to pray, God of the mountain, you are the God of the valley. When things go strong, you make them right. Father, you've told me from Genesis to Revelation that I should not be afraid. God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, Joshua, I told you be strong and be courageous. Haven't I told you, Joshua, that you should be strong and courageous? You are going to pray. Do not let me be a slave to fear. Do not let me be a slave to fear. O Lord God of heaven, no anxiety in my life. God of the mountain is the God of the valley. When things go strong, help me make it right. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, you are God of the mountain and God of the valley. When things go strong, help me make them right. In Jesus' name, amen. He said, your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You are told that the rod of the wicked does not lie on the righteous. You too, you can see during when Jesus Christ was going to be crucified on the cross. See how they were beating Jesus Christ. The rod of the wicked cannot lie on the righteous. Rod of sickness, rod of death, rod of poverty. Do not let it touch me and my family. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God, do not let the rod of the wicked touch me and my family and my children and their family. No rod of death, no rod of sickness, no rod of calamity, no rod of accident, no rod of disaster. In Jesus' name, shall touch me and my family. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We are told that he protects and comforts us. My shepherd, my comforter, continue to protect me and my family. Pray. My comforter, my protector, protect me. Lifetime protection, let us pray. Father, give us the mighty name of John. Yeah, our comforter, Lord God, continue to protect us. Lifetime protection as we go heart and coming. Protect us on daily basis according to Psalm 121. Oh Lord God, lifetime protection for us. Let us be going out safely, me and my family and my children and family. We'll be going out safely and we're coming back safely. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. He said he prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemy. To have good things to eat and to enjoy it is very powerful. That's what sustains one's life. The food we eat is what gives us strength. The food we eat is what makes us to be alive. We are going to give thanks unto God. Oh Lord God, since I've been born, God Almighty has been feeding me. You let me have good things to eat. I use this opportunity to thank you for that. Let us pray. Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for the food, satisfying and enjoying food you've given us to be eaten, right from our mother's womb, even till now. Father, we say thank you. Thank you for provision of the food. Thank you for enjoyment of the food. In Jesus' name, amen. Said, you are not ahead with oil. You are going to say, God Almighty, God oil, from heaven to open upon our head now, that the anointing oil of God, God's oil, to pour upon our head, and that goodness and mercy should be follow us all the days of our life. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of God, let God's oil pour on our head now. Me and my family and my children and their family, all the days of our life, the anointing of God will be powerful in our lives, because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of the devil. O Lord God of heaven, anoint our head with oil, and let our cup run over. Surely goodness and mercy should follow us all the days of our lives, and we will be in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. So, we are going to pray being in the house of the Lord forever, because that's a symbol that we are born again and we are children of God by being in our Father's house forever. Nothing should take us from the presence of God. Going to church is the presence of God. Father, let me and my family from generation to generation live in the house of God forever.
Yes.
Pray. Father, in Jesus' name, in the name of John, me and my family, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, let us live in the house of the Lord God Almighty forever from generation to generation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, I thank you. I glorify your name for being our shepherd. To you be glory forever. No. And we are your sheep forever, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We thank God for that word. That word has found a place in us. We shall be doers of the word of God, and not just hearers only, in the name of Jesus Christ. God is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a song just to celebrate the word we have. God, you are so good. God, you are so good. God, you are kind.
God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Excellent is your name. Excellent is God. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are
excellent.
Excellent is your name. Lord, you are wonderful. My Lord, you are excellent.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, God is good. So, we're going to stop here right now. We're going to continue tomorrow, 5 to 6 p.m. And I know God will continue to bless everyone. I want to thank every one of you for participating and for being a part of this broadcast. God bless you and reward you, and solve your problems, and meet all your needs. God crown your efforts and success. Make you all prosper and be in good health, even as your souls prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's say the grace in fellowship. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life,
And we will
be in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
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 Shalom.
Shalom.
Yes, peace of God be with everyone. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I greet your people now.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. So please forward these messages to everyone you know, email it, text it, tweet it, and share it, and let it bless on other people. Yes, thank you so much for joining this service. The Lord reward you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus, we appreciate all your efforts and everything you do to encourage us to move on with this ministry. Thank you so much. God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. We thank you, Lord, you are who.